You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
12:45 p.m. kickoff on Saturday afternoon. Newcastle 5-1 to win this one. The draw 100-30 and Arsenal in the betting at 1-2. Lee, Newcastle held on valiantly for a point at Old Trafford last Saturday. Could even have nicked a late winner in that match, and they beat Northampton Town 4-1 midweek. Should be a decent atmosphere for this game.
Yeah, it usually is, isn't it? That the atmosphere isn't usually the problem when they're going okay. One of our colleagues, big Newcastle fan, Alex, who did the podcast last week with Derek and I, and he said he's quite excited about this weekend because they played well at Manchester United. But I think it's easier, in inverted commas, if you like, going to a big team and being able to shut up shop. You know, and you know, to be fair, that's what they did. They were very disciplined. Steve McLaren's, you know, got that. You know, he knows how to set a team up to get a point at Man United. Well, that's great. I think it's a whole different prospect, you know, playing against a big team at home when your crowd is buoyant and they're kind of imploring you to go forward. They found a level in midweek, didn't they? 4-1 against Northampton. So we found, you know, that's where they are at the minute. Comfortable win, scoring after 3 and 8 minutes and then conceding after 10 minutes with an own goal. So there were 2-1 up after 10 minutes. A bit of a crazy game, but got the job done, so you can't complain too much. But I think Arsenal will have too much for them. Yeah. Watching Arsenal against Liverpool well, pretty much battered them for the first half, and they found their way back into the game in the second. You know, Derek will probably think he was robbed of his nap, but I think the draw was probably just about a fair result. And I'm still searching for that first Sanchez goal. I put him up to score in the game against Liverpool. Didn't really have that much influence on the match, but I think this is the kind of game where he can have influence. Interesting looking at the, you know, previous games between these two. Usually you see goals. It was 2-1 to Arsenal last season when Giroud got a brace, both in the first half an hour, actually. The previous two games at St James's Park, though, were both 1-0 wins for Arsenal. Giroud scored in that one as well. The first Thursday, Koscielny got the only goal. Other, you know, usually at the Emirates, it's a goal fest. I'm going to go for the Arsenal win here, and I'm going to go for that man who I've just mentioned a couple of times to score. I like Olivier Giroud to score here as well. He's kind of player who, you know, doesn't score many goals outside London, but obviously, you know, Newcastle's a place he likes to score in. So an Arsenal win with Giroud to score in the game is what I'm going to go for here.
Yeah, poo that one. Giroud, Devin Locke was a better finisher than Giroud. I mean, his performance in midweek was absolutely diabolical, as was Arsenal's. And 1-2 Arsenal to win at Newcastle. Newcastle fired up by that great performance at Old Trafford, which I didn't think they got enough credit for, by the way. I thought they were sensational. Followed up with an easy win in midweek. I reckon they're cock-a-hoop right now. Arsenal, I mean, you know, Gary Neville was, everything Gary Neville said on TV on Monday, made some inflammatory remarks about Wenger, and I agreed with every one of them. I can't believe that this guy, after so long in the job, there's never a question mark over his job, not even a circumflex. I mean, if any other manager had been in charge of a big, big club like Arsenal for a zillion years like he had, and all he'd got to show in 10 years was two fluky FA Cups, well, he wouldn't be in the job any longer. And I'm looking at, you know, he's made some big signings in recent seasons, Wenger. Now, I'm just thinking, Arsenal don't have a single player who would be first choice for Chelsea. Not that Chelsea have that many, by the way. But, I mean, name a player in the Arsenal team who would walk in into Chelsea. Possibly Sanchez. I might give you Sanchez. Mm-hmm. But the rest of them, not a single one.
Ramsey might have a chance.
What, who's he going to displace in the Chelsea?
That's a fair shot. Not many, though. I completely agree with you. That's why.
And this is a man who's, you know, who came from a position of strength. He's been there a zillion years. And Arsenal are a far worse team now than they have been, well, at any time, I would suggest, under Wenger's reign. I don't see anything in this Arsenal team. And after watching them on Monday, I don't think they'll finish in the top four. That's how much of a downer I've got on them. And a 5-1 Newcastle, we might just be seeing, you know, some interesting signings McLaren's made. I think they're a fantastic bet. They'll be 12:45 kickoff. It means that I'll be brewstered by the time the 3 o'clock kickoffs come on. It's just fantastic.
Newcastle 5-1 to win that match. The draw 100-30. Arsenal 1-2. The thing that surprised me about the game on Monday night was Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain. I know it's only a glorified friendly, the Community Shield. But he looked fantastic in that match, and he's just getting 8-9 minutes at the end of the game. I don't understand that. What do you think, Lee?
Well, we don't know what's going on in the background. We don't know if he's got a niggle or if he's, you know, not quite at full fitness. So, yeah, he looks good when he comes on. So, you know, we might see him, you know, creep towards a start, I suppose. But he's got a lot of... That's the problem with Wenger's teams. He's got a lot of very similar players, hasn't he? He's got a lot of players who, you know, who flatter to deceive a little bit. I'm not saying that Oxlade-Chamberlain does that, but... You wonder how he decides who to fit in every week. Just too many attacking midfielders and not enough, you know, real rock-solid middle-of-the-park players for me. All right, Cech was brought in and, you know, kind of maybe fulfills that a bit more, where it's a bit more, you know, leadership at in the defence, but still the same old problems for me. Not to say, you know, look, I think I go back to what I said at the start of this. You know, Newcastle, I like a lot of what Newcastle have got going for them and I like the signings, but I just think they'll find it difficult to... figure out a system of playing Arsenal, not giving them too much space. If they attack too much, Arsenal will pick them off. I don't see them sitting back and trying to play, you know, counter-attacking football at home. I just don't think St James's Park allows them to do that. So that's why I'm going for Arsenal. And I, you know, like, I'm not saying Giroud is prolific by any stretch of the imagination. His record shows about 1-3 in the Premier League for Arsenal, but, you know, he's a good player, and I think when he gets his chances, he takes them. So, and I think that, you know, that kind of course and distance type thing at St James's Park for him is why I've gone for him. But I think that Derek's right. You know, they will finish in the top four, because they always do, and that's why Wenger's still got the job. Because if you give Liverpool Champions League football for 25 consecutive seasons or whatever it is, they would take it all day long.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.